The Interior Department combined several citizen bird surveys into what the agency calls the most comprehensive look at the U.S. bird population. There's much concern in the document about what various threats are doing to hundreds of bird species. But John Fitzpatrick of Cornell Lab of Ornithology says in Wisconsin and other places, some types of birds are coming back.
Their examples are beginning to multiply. Whooping crane, bald eagle, peregrine falcon. Look at the trends in the waterfowl that have been attended to so beautifully by Ducks Unlimited and other conservation organizations with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We can make a difference and turn the trend back upward.
Fitzpatrick says the success stories have combined private and public dollars and required a great deal of planning and monitoring. But Darren Schroeder of the American Bird Conservancy says the threats to birds can't be ignored. He says those include habitat loss, tall buildings, wind turbines, pesticide use here and abroad, and a common problem in Wisconsin, cats.
Education is urgently needed to make the public more aware of the heavy toll on wildlife that pet cats that are allowed to roam and on the feral cat colonies that are allowed to persist.
The Wisconsin State Wildlife Plan recently listed about 100 bird species in the state in the greatest need of conservation. Those birds include some warblers, plovers, and egrets. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.